Welcome to Bharat Science, Mr. Roger Sinha. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
All right. We hear that there's going to be a concert in Montreal, Instruments of Happiness, Guitars Electric, and it's a slow, peaceful music, and you will be performing dance performance with them on February 15th. So tell us a little bit about it. How long have you been performing dances, and what kind of dance do you perform?
Well, my company will be celebrating its 30th anniversary next year, Sinha Dance. Initially, it was quite a significant mix of Indian dance and contemporary dance, but also the subject matter also related very much to my relationship with as a South Asian man born in the West, who has very little connection or contact with his Indian background. In fact, I don't speak Punjabi, I don't speak Hindi, I don't speak any language. I was brought up basically, I keep saying, because I was born in London, England, I was brought up on fish and chips and not cumin and curry. So it was my desire, even after I became a contemporary dancer, purely contemporary, because I trained in Toronto, at the School of the Toronto Dance Theater. Then I moved to Quebec City to have my first contract in dance in my early 20s, when I was 26. Stayed there for 2 years, then moved to Montreal in 89. And then only after a few years, like say 92, 93, where I realized that there was something missing in my life, something missing in my creative process. And that was that part of me that was erased, my Indian part. Okay. So I decided to start studying to get familiar with that part of me, which was lost. You know, I could look at all pictures in a book and read a lot about India as much as I want, but that's not that's the best way to connect. So I thought, well, I'm a dancer. Why don't I try connecting with my dad? So I started studying Bharatanatyam with Mapen Yogi Nakra. I don't know if you're familiar with her here in Montreal. And yes, we just started there. And I didn't stay long with her.
Feel that you had some grasp of your roots and
But the main way I integrated my Indian background with my dance background with contemporary dance and Indian dance was meeting many years later of a dancer, a choreographer, Natasha Bakht, who worked years with Menaka Thakkar, and then moved to the UK to work with Shibona, a contemporary dance company there. The name escapes me now. And after that, her and I, when she moved back to Canada, her and I started working together. Now, she was a very, very strong, experienced Bharatanatyam dancer with contemporary training as well. So I'm not going to call her my guru because I did not come up through the guru method, and I don't. Relate to the guru method, but she was my dance partner, and we created many pieces together, and it was through our creative process that I learned even more more in-depth the vocabulary of Bharatanatyam. I don't call myself a classical Indian dancer. I haven't done my Alangay term. I haven't studied the way most Bharatanatyam dancers study, but I think what little I know well, so I'm influenced by Bharatanatyam, I'm not a classical Indian dancer in any way.
But you dance to the music, right?
Yes.
That's what counts, yes.
So it was mostly working with, I remember now the choreographer in the UK. Her name is Shabana Jayasingh. So she's a very well-known choreographer. And actually seeing her work for the first time, that was what inspired me. I saw, she's from the UK, but she toured in Canada and many, many years ago. And I saw it in the mid late 90s, her work, how she combined really classical Indian dance with contemporary work. And that inspired me to start studying Bharatanatyam. And then Natasha was working with her, and then I met Natasha. And, well, you know, the ball was rolling. And we did three pieces together, created three works together, mixing contemporary dance and Indian dance. And then when we weren't working together, I felt confident only in the early part of this century to start mixing up with create my own choreography. Mixing up the rhythms of Indian dance and contemporary dance and started in that direction. But my works are very, very, you know, the thematics of
quite
my work.
Quite diverse, often,
But, you know, I don't touch upon the mythologies of Indian dance. I wasn't grown up that way. I don't, you know, relate to the stories that are told. And it's not, I don't want to tell stories, really. though some of my pieces have subject matters that relate to particularly my experiences with racism in here in Canada. My most famous piece was called Burning Skin, and I created that in the early 90s, and it toured everywhere. It toured across Canada. It was filmed by the CBC. It was performed in Delhi and in India, toured India, the UK, toured the UK. So that was for many years my signature work. And that talked a lot about my experiences with racism when I first moved to Canada.
Okay, so you're a dancer and a choreographer, and you are basically create your own pieces as well. That's nice.
Yes,
so
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the upcoming one with the concert of slow and peaceful music.
Well, just Tim, I've known Tim very, very long. We're part of the same organization called the English Language Arts Network. And I think that's through that organization, and it's a lobbying group. It's an organization that works with English artists. And I think Tim just found me out through there. We do numerous meetings and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think what he did is he just saw some of my work on Vimeo and YouTube, and he had a desire to do a project with dance, and so he asked me. And so the project that we're going to be doing is actually after this. It's a lot longer process. But we thought that we would just start out by doing this small little project together. When I say small, it's very small, because normally I rehearse. My last piece, I've rehearsed around 100 hours to create my last work of an hour.
Okay.
And but this one, we only work just a few hours, you know, less than 8 hours to rehearse with them and my dancers. We have our only one rehearsal tonight with the musicians. Mm-hmm. Now, normally I work with the musicians. You rehearse with them for numerous occasions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it's because it's all improvisation. My goal was to create a kind of improvisational structure. And that's pretty well it. And that's what I've worked with the other dancers to create, a structure, integrating a different kind of rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing is, he really emphasizes it, the work being very, very slow, which is hard for me because in most of my work I move very, very fast. So a lot of the structure, a lot of the way we move, I encourage myself and my dancers to move in a very, very slow way. And yes, we only had one rehearsal yesterday with my dancers, and we created like a sketch. Because we weren't working with the musicians, so we didn't want to go too far. We also, when we work tonight with the musicians, I think we'll solidify our concept and our ideas, and then it'll all come together on a Saturday night. It's an evening of improvisation, so it has so there's a structure to it. Basically, it's creating it as we perform.
Oh, that is wonderful, Mr. Sinha. It's great work that you're doing, and keep it up. And we will see you on February 15th at 8 p.m. at Espace Alain Littandre, Église de Gisou, Church Gisou at 1200 Blurry, Montreal. And so I encourage people to go and see Mr. Sinha and listen to the concert. And anything you would like to say to the listeners, Mr. Sinha?
Well, just come with an open mind and just enjoy the experience with us, because you'll be experiencing it at the same time we will be creating in front of you, and you will be experiencing our creative process.
Okay, great. So we'll see you there then on February 15th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.